Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. For those that are so inclined, if you want to reach the show, there's three ways you can do it. You can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You can rent an airplane that has one of those trailing things and say, "Hi, Dave," just put it on one of those trailing things and just buzz around the building, but get permission first, or you could get in trouble. And then you can send smoke signals, but it can't be windy. Okay. Also, go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't know who's in the studio today. They don't know yet. Ladies and gentlemen, is his mic on? He's all good to go? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, back in the studio is Reverend Devereaux Lloyd, who we call Rev Dev, from South Bay Christian Academy. Rev Dev, how you doing?
I'm great, Dave. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's great to have you, man. It's awesome to have you. Now, this is like your fourth time maybe on the show. It's more than three.
Was I supposed to be counting? I was having so much fun, I lost count. How about that?
All right. So now, what's so special about Rev Dev is this, and let's everybody understand what's going on. We're talking about half-price tuition, and for those that are like, oh, half-price tuition, I don't really need to listen to this. Hey, you know what? You do need to listen, because if this is an opportunity for somebody in your universe that you connect to that can get some of the benefits you're about to hear from some of the kids that are already going to South Bay Christian Academy, then this is a winner for you. So I want you to listen, okay? Normally, and I don't know if the price has changed since you've been here or not, but normally the price, I think, for you guys was like $4,600 for a year.
That is correct, okay. Yes.
And through the program, half-price tuition through KPRZ, it's $2,300.
Right.
So that's 50% off. Now, I've been a lot of places. I've done a lot of bad math. If you ask the government, I've done a lot of bad math. But the bottom line is this. Half of $4,600 is $2,300.
Good.
That's half. Half off. Half price off. That's what you guys are offering. Yet again, there's opportunities for people. So you're the very first pastor and administrator that I've talked to, working on his PhD, by the way, folks. He's pushing his way through. And we have how many kids that are under the half-price program through the school right now?
We've had about six to enroll that have heard the program that we're doing on KPRZ.
Okay, so six have come through. And how are they doing?
They're doing great. The parents are just super, super excited. They wish that this was possible a long time ago. They're so happy. They've been telling others in their local churches about what we're doing, and hoping for others to be able to come and be a part of our program.
Cool. So the school is growing. It's kind of probably growing in and of itself, just by its own. But the half-price tuition program is not a bad thing in the sense of people who could never get that opportunity are getting that opportunity to have either the children, their grandchildren, or their relatives, or somebody they're connected to get a Christian education half price.
That's right. Okay. Really, it's making it possible for people that have prior not been able to put their children in a Christian school. They really want it, but economics in Southern California, it's just a really tough thing. But through KPRZ, and we're so very thankful for what you all are doing here, making Christian education affordable, making it possible. People come and see us, and they find out, wow, we can actually do this. And they're just so very thankful. Tears have fallen. Tears of joy. Great joy. And they're very, very happy to have their child in a Christian environment, learning the Word of God on a daily basis, as well as quality academics.
Yeah, excellent. You know, I'm so happy to have you back. It's been a while. A couple of contact points for people to understand. I want to make sure everybody's kind of on the same page. First of all, the website, the long website is southbaychristianacademy.com. But you don't got to remember that one. You got to remember sbcaeagles.com. sbcaeagles.com. See, now you can remember eagles, right? Just have that picture of eagles. Okay, got the eagles, Dave. What are we talking about? South Bay Christian Academy is SBCA. So now you have sbcaeagles, you put them together, .com. And that's how you check out the school. That's how you do a tour. You kind of check it out. You do a tour. Because the thing that we've told people, and this is true, we've had people, we've probably had 40 plus, we have over 30 kids that are in the programs. But we've had probably 40 that have gone through the tours. And some of them weren't the right fit. And we'll tell you right now that not everybody's a perfect fit.
Right,
you got to go there
and get that sense, right?
Yes,
is that really
absolutely.
The big key? Okay.
Right.
All right. So I'm so excited for you guys. And the fact that you're offering and you're still working with us and we're having, it's kind of expanded actually for you guys, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Okay. Talk to me about what's going on in school. Give me some school info.
Well, school info, let's see, what's the neatest thing? Well, we had somebody just last week come to us, meet with us. They said they would love to put their child in the school. They tried with us about a year ago. It wasn't possible. They couldn't get the numbers together. They heard about the program. They came back, and next thing you know, their daughter is enrolled in school. So that's an exciting thing. Another one just today, I believe, was their first day in school, and they're very, very thankful. The program is making it happen for them. So there's a lot of excitement, new faces coming on campus, and we're glad for the growth. We have our students that, you know, the most important thing is getting the Christian a part of the education. You know, education is the root part, but Christian is first. The academics follow, and so we're very thankful for that. So the students are learning about God, getting God in their heart throughout the day, but also becoming professional in their lives, getting their bachelor's degrees, getting their master's degrees, getting their doctorate, their doctoral degrees, and they're living for God the whole way. So, you know, they're getting the best on both sides. It's not having to forsake God in order to try to get academic excellence, but they put God first and God honors them. I think this is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I love your vision and the mission that God has put in you, because you understand, hey, this is about equipping kids for their future. This is about investing in kids in a world that, even since I've talked to you last on the air, has gotten just that much more squirrely. I mean, it's like, wow, how you can't believe some of the stuff that you've been watching.
How bad can it get?
Yeah, you kind of wonder, but that's why we really want to give the kids an opportunity to connect to the Lord in their learning process, to connect to the Lord and grow and learn and merge that together. So it's great. In fact, you were one of the first people that gave me the understanding of a Christ-centric mentality. Yes. Explain to people, I mean, because I think people will think, well, okay, Christ-centric, but 2 + 2 = 4. But I think what they don't understand is the two people that were put there and the other two people were put there by the Lord. So
That's right.
Talk to me about that.
Having a Christocentric worldview, putting God in the middle of everything. We don't just have, say, a religion class where they come and they have one class in the morning about God, and then God is compartmentalized just between 8 and 8:30 on Monday morning. But God is in the mathematics. God is in the English. God is in the science. God is in social studies. So when we're talking about, social sciences, we're going to put God, things about God, things that are Christian, that have biblical principles in the midst of that. So God is going to be homogenous throughout their lives. We want our children to be enculturated in the things of God. So it's not just something they do on a Sunday. You know, it's not just in the morning, but it's throughout their lives. This is not just what they do, but it is who they are. And having that Christian formation, spiritual formation in them. And so we see, wow, there is a big change in their lives. And we are so happy that is happening at South Bay Christian Academy.
Enculturated. I love that word. That's what I was writing down when you said that. Enculturated. That's a great word. I love it. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you the content points, and we're going to take a break. Then we're going to come back. Rev Dev's going to hang out with us a little longer. By the way, the phone number I have is 619-585-0600. Correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you call 619-585-0600, and you say, hey, I want to get a tour. I heard those guys on the radio, that nut guy and then Rev Dev. or go to sbcaeagles.com and kind of tour, you know, on the internet, and then set up a real tour. That's the way you want to do it. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come right back with Reverend Devereaux here on the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
Red roses too, I see them blue.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, of all the mistakes that people make with their money, underestimating investment risk is right at the top of the list. After 33 years of financial advising, I can tell you that very few people have an actual handle on how much money they could lose if the markets go the wrong way. Now, this is a critical piece of information and especially important if you're in the retirement red zone. Be aware, friends, there are numerous ways for you to secure your life savings and still generate an excellent rate of return without risking your principal. If you haven't reviewed your retirement planning, please give me a call for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, securing retirements for 33 years. Call me for your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Well, it's that time of year again, and you're starting to think about a ski vacation. So let's crunch the numbers, shall we? Let's see. You've got your flight, car rental, your fancy-schmancy hotel with special movies on pay-per-view. Oh, and the lift tickets. Those are going to add up. So altogether, a ski trip for a party of four will cost you $73,000. Compare that to a trip to Big Bear Mountain Resorts. No airports, no lost travel days, and one ticket gets you into Snow Summit and Bear Mountain. Two mountains mean twice the lifts, including four high-speed quads. Day trip or overnight getaway, you've got two world-class resorts right in your own backyard with reliable snow all season long. Total cost for a party of four? $3. Now, I may have a decimal point in the wrong place, so don't quote me on that.
Snow Summit and Bear Mountain are right in your own backyard. All roads are open. We have clear skies and tons of snow. So come on down and have some fun. Visit BigBearMountainResorts.com for more.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? If you need to protect your castle, who you gonna call? Excalibur Roofing, that's who. Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, here with one of my favorite people to interview, Reverend Devereaux Lloyd from South Bay Christian Academy, our very first pastor to step into, the experience. I love having you on. It's great to really enjoy talking.
Great experience, Dave.
First of all, we're talking about the half-price tuition program that's through KPRZ, and you can get more information a couple of different places. KPRZ.com. You can also call the station, anytime you want to call the station. You can call the school directly, 619-585-0600, or you can go to sbcaeagles.com. Kind of check out the site and check it out, the school, and Let's talk a couple of important points. Normally, a tuition for a year, not a semester, a year is $4,600.
Right.
Through KPRZ, it's $2,300.
That's right.
So it's half off.
Half off.
That's it. Half off.
It's a phenomenal deal.
Right. If you got two apples and you eat one, the one left, that's like 50% less. Right? That's what that is.
That's what that is.
Okay. I just want to make sure I didn't lose my mind in that. Talk to us a little bit about first location. Where are you guys located?
We're located on the corner of 4th and D Street in Chula Vista. It's in the north part of Chula Vista, really close to Highway 54, 805, and 5. So really close to all the freeways and easy to get to.
Okay, good. That's good. Number two, I want to talk to you about, and then we have opportunities. So if you're a person that's like thinking, man, I'm thinking maybe, you know what, check it out. It's worth reviewing. And like we said, we have 30-plus kids that are involved in our programs now. We're looking to get to 100, okay, 100 by December. Okay, so that's our big goal. So, like, that's what it is. You don't have to shout about it or talk about it on the radio show. Wait, I have to talk about it on the radio show. Of course I do. That's what I'm doing. Here's what I want to ask you. The kids go to the school, and they
in a sense, they have an additional family that they're brought into. Talk to me about that. How that would be?
That's good. That's a fair assessment, and I believe that is biblically based. From Deuteronomy, the parents are given the charge to train up their children in the ways of righteousness. The Lord said, "These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Thou shalt teach them to thy children. Teach them diligently on a daily basis." And many times moms and dads have to go to work. You know, Southern California, just the economics are really tough. And so older brothers and sisters in the Lord, that nuclear family, spiritual family, are there to help our children on a daily basis in the Word of God. Also, parents, if they get a break from work, they can come on the campus, come in the classroom. They can help in the classroom, sit by their child. They want to come into a chapel service and sit in there and be with us, or go on a field trip, honor roll trip, so that it's still family that is connected throughout the day. So the parents are not removed, and you can't come in, you can't see, observe from a distance, or hear later. But come on in and see. The teachers that are there are from our local church that love God, have a passion for the children, that want to see them succeed. No one is there to try to get a big salary or build their personal kingdom, but to build the kingdom of God. So there's a built-in interest in seeing the children to succeed. And again, these are like big brothers and sisters that right. want to help the children.
Yeah, that's cool. And so what's happening is and these are people that are merging together, and I use them people. I mean, they're kids, but they're people that are being merged together by the Lord for a lifetime friendship. I mean, this is not. We tend to think of these things in these small cycles, and I know we do. It's just one of those things where we'll sit there and we'll say, "Oh, well, this is like a 2-year thing here, and this is a 3-year thing, and this is a 4-year," and then the Lord's up there going, "Okay, every 50 years the land gets rest," and it's like his cycles are much bigger than our cycles. These are people that are forging lifelong friendships, kingdom equipped.
Yes. If I can share?
Yes, right? Absolutely.
Now, what's really neat is that, you know, the benefits of the Christian education go far beyond just the academic scope, you know, the math and English and so forth. But they're also having the opportunity to learn Christian leadership. So while they're in school, they're being leaders in chapel. They're learning their instruments. They're learning how to do public speaking. They're learning how to be praise leaders. And so the church of tomorrow, the leaders for tomorrow, are being developed today. So as they grow, and I look in a church, say on Sunday morning or Sunday evening in the midweek service, I look on the platform and see who's leading praise, who's leading worship, who's playing the instruments. The students who've been through South Bay Christian Academy, it's in them, this thing, this Christianity. It's not just, again, it's not just a label, but it's in them. They desire to go the extra mile. They desire to serve the Lord. So it is something that goes with them throughout life, and it prepares them for eternity. What greater thing can we ask?
Now, that's an investment. This is where... this is where, and I want to make sure we say this, because this was actually asked of me, and the person said, "Well, are you saying that all public education is bad?" It's like, by no means. And I believe that there are certain people that should be in public education. Certain kids should go through that process with their parents. I don't think any parent should dump off a child in any school as a babysitter
right.
and then move on. I don't agree with that right. on any level. I think that's wrong. But if there's parents that feel they should be in that element, they should. And I think that there's parents that should be in the private element, too. And I think that they have their place. What we're doing is giving that opportunity for those that sense or feel that call to a private educational system and making it more plausible to access that.
All right.
I mean, that's really if you can say it in so many words, I mean, if you think about that, you know, that 50% off, that goes a long way. The difference between 4,600 over a year. And if you just broke it down, and I like doing this because I'm a simple guy. It's that you have 4,600. If you paid that over 10 months, that'd be $460.
Right.
If you paid the half, it's $230. Would you rather your car payment be $230 or $460?
Simple math.
Yeah, it's not a lot. You know what I'm saying? So you're getting the Beamer deal for the Ford Fiesta price.
I like it.
Hey, I like that. That's good. I might have to write that one down. That is a good one right there. All right, so let's talk about a couple other elements. SBCAEagles.com. The way to reach it, of course, is 619-585-0600. Plus, you can also go to KPRZ.com. What do they do if they want to do a tour? What do they expect? How do they call, or can they ask you online?
Yes.
Or do they have to call? What do they got to do?
Either way, they can call the school, or they could email us. They can go directly to the website and get the email address from there. Go that way. It'll come either to my inbox or to the secretary's inbox. Either way, one of us will get a hold of them and see what will work with their schedule, whether it's during the normal business hours. I know some people can't do that, or after hour arrangement. We can do that also. If it needs to be the weekend, we'll do what we can to accommodate the families and so see what we can do to make it happen. For those that have this desire, it's our desire to help them see their dreams come true.
Okay. What's the, does it take a lot to do a tour? How long is a tour?
No, a tour is as long as they would like. If they want to take, you know, 15 minutes, they want to take 30 minutes. They like to sit and chat with me for an hour or so afterwards. That's fine. Just as long as that they're comfortable, because it's a major decision that they're going to be making.
Absolutely.
For the education of their child. And so we want them to feel comfortable with it, and they may want to come back and do a second visit, and that's fine with us also.
Yeah, so you're willing to work with people. I mean,
absolutely.
That's a big
sure.
part of it. And I think what people are trying to still figure out is, you know, well, why is KPRZ involved, or why is that going on? And to be honest, it was something that was brought up in a meeting that we had when I first got here about a year ago. And they just said, you know, this is the direction that some of the stations are going in Salem Communications. Do you think you can help anchor this? I'm like, let me get this straight. You're asking me, born and raised Jewish, became a Christian, if I think wholesale is better than retail? Is that what you're asking me? Is that for real? I'm like, if I walk out of here with any other answer, I'm not going to be happy. Of course. Who doesn't want to promote that and encourage that? So that's why if you're a parent, a grandparent, or connected to somebody that you think could really benefit, and you're a listener, do them a favor and do the kids a favor.
Yes.
And just make the reach out and the contact and let them know. It's not that hard.
That's
and
great.
And we think it's a great thing to do. Eh?
You're doing a great thing, and we sure appreciate it.
Oh, this is my privilege. All right, 858-535-1210 is our number here. Now, that's if you want to call here and go, oh, give me more, because some people don't remember any of their numbers. SBCAEagles.com, that's the website to go to. KPRZ.com. You can go to that website. You can call the school directly, 619-585-0600. Now, some people have called and said, Dave, you say the number's too fast. So I'm going to, ready? 619-585-0600. Okay, just make sure I get that covered.
You got it.
All right, Rev Dev, great job as usual. Excellent, ladies and gentlemen, South Bay Christian Academy. Excellent, excellent material. Half price off. Can't beat it. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I think we're going to have to get into the controversies.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Aramco Financial invites you to the Shadow Ridge Golf Club in Vista on February 20th at 6 p.m. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco. Call 866-600-1130. That's 866-600-1130 or online at aramco.biz.
Hi, this is Bobby and Tony Lee with Daily Disciples Ministries, inviting you to our 9th annual Power of Freedom Women's Conference, thanks to our partner and good friends right here at KPRZ, K-Praise Radio.
Join us Saturday, February 22nd at Point Loma Nazarene University. Call 800-992-0369 or register online at dailydisciples.org. 800-992-0369 or dailydisciples.org. We'll see you there.
How to follow Jesus into the mission field. A, buy a 747 jet plane. B, buy a travel agency. Or C, go on an E3 expedition? Jesus said, as the Father sent me, so I send you. E3 Expeditions has worked with thousands of people just like you to share the good news of Jesus Christ. E3 Expeditions helps you with your travel arrangements, fundraising, and training for amazing life-changing mission expeditions. The only thing missing is you. E3Expeditions.org.
Mortgage rates have been on the rise over the past few months, which leads most people to believe they can no longer save money by refinancing. While some folks have missed a great chance to save with the refi, there are still a number of options available to create a more efficient mortgage for almost every homeowner in San Diego. Anthony Lococo with Cornerstone Mortgage has the experience, knowledge, and access to give you an honest overview of the options available to you and your family. Just call 619-920-5262. That's 619-920-5262. Or go to RateCenterLoans.com. You can get live pricing 24/7. No personal information is required, and you can get customized pricing within seconds. Just go to RateCenterLoans.com. That's RateCenterLoans.com. or call Anthony at 619-920-5262. 619-920-5262.
Hi, this is David from the David Spoon Experience. My father passed away when I was 20 years old. And while he had some pretty good wealth, the government immediately seized his estate funds for review. Now, fortunately for me and my family, we had term life insurance. And with that money, he not only received the proper funeral, according to our family traditions, it was the assistance my family deeply needed. I understand that in radio, we are in the business to generate revenues. But for me, term life insurance is a little more personal. So when I met with Tarek from iBuyTerm and shared my story, he understood me completely. iBuyTerm provides different options of term life insurance coverage with your best interest at heart, finding you the most affordable and most appropriate life insurance for your stage of life. Go online for a free quote to iBuyTerm.com. That's iBuyTerm.com and call to speak to a live person. Call 619-344-2727. That's 619-344-2727. iBuyTerm. Life insurance made easy, affordable, and honorable.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, which is not like Toledo, Ohio. Let me just tell you a couple things. Great job by RevDev. This is the first pastor that I ever interviewed regarding the half-price tuition. So I always enjoy talking to him. He's a great guy, very personable, and does great work. So I appreciate that. We have a shorter segment this segment. The next segment, we are definitely, I'm pulling it out and putting it right here, unless the Lord says wrong, doing the Son of God controversy. But before we do that, we got about 2.5 minutes that we want to make sure we get the right information in. Here it is, history you don't know about. Ready? This is history you don't know about. Ready? Ready? Aaron Burr in 1807 was the vice president under Thomas Jefferson, and on this day he was arrested for treason. What? The vice president was arrested for treason? He was later acquitted, but that's not the point. On this day in 1945, the United States Marines went ashore on Iwo Jima. Ooh, that's a good piece to know. Here's something for those that love sweaters. In 1968, the first nationwide broadcast of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood aired on PBS. Won't you be my neighbor? For those that don't know, here's the really important thing. You know what today is? Do you know? Terminator Todd, do you know what it is? Today? You know what it is? I know you're
looking. 19th.
That's good. It's Chocolate Mint Day. Chocolate Mint Day, peppermint, spearmint, or creme de menthe. Chocolate Mint Day was declared by the United States National Confectioners Association. This is the day, February 19th, Chocolate Mint Day, because chocolate mint needs its own day. Good to know. Not to be outdone by that, how about this? Ready? Motown's first release was the miracle single Get a Job and My Mama Done Told Me on the backside of it. From 1958. Also on this day, two icons, Mickey Mouse, Welcome to China, and in 1985, and also in 1985 on this day, Cherry Coke was reintroduced by the Coca-Cola company. I think that's kind of fascinating material. What do you think? Do you like that stuff?
Yeah.
I think stuff like that's interesting. Here's the last piece, and then we'll go out with this. In 1910... at a New York dinner party, Diamond Jim Brady amazed his guests by eating 5 helpings of roast beef, gallons of stewed fruit, 84 oysters, and 3 gallons of orange juice to wash it all down. This should be known as, I don't even know how to respond to that. This should be known as, wow. Day, because that is amazing. For those that do care about controversy, what we're going to talk about when we get back, the Son of God film, which has removed the character Satan. How can we talk about Jesus without talking about the enemy? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Coming right back. My
tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Aramco Financial invites you to the Shadow Ridge Golf Club in Vista on February 20th at 6 p.m. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco. Call 866-600-1130. That's 866-600-1130 or online at aramco.biz.
Doesn't it seem like just yesterday when you bought into your first home and you worked really hard to support your home? Now maybe you're thinking about retirement and you're thinking, wait a minute, isn't it time my home supported me? Hey, Mark Larson here. For years, I've told you about the reverse mortgage because there's no better way to fund your longevity than with this loan of opportunity. Yes, there are changes coming, but if you act today, you don't have to worry about those changes. Listen, if you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran Aram, president and CEO of the Aramco Group and one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. Aramco invites you to the next free dinner workshop at the beautiful Shadow Ridge Golf Club in Vista, February 20th at 6 p.m. For years, you've supported your home. Let your home support you. Call 866-600-1130 or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626 and MLS number 277316.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? 9-Year Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
We will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
9-Year Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
Hi, I'm Larry Ruff, president of 9-Year Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-211-3377.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-211-3377. 800-211-3377.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. It like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out. Preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. You can like it. You can, if you want to. You can like it. Or you can just make a comment. Then also follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because... There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. I want to make sure that Terminator Todd is with us on this one. He might not be aware, so we want to talk about it. If you remember, do you remember Mark Burnett and Roman Downey did the series The Bible? Remember The Bible was on television?
Yes, I do. It was a big hit.
It was a big hit. Huge hit, actually. Enormous. And what was the biggest controversy that took place was the mainstream media primarily, and then a few people that are like Mr. McNutty Pants, a few other people like that. But they were all freaking out because Satan looked like...
Obama.
And it's like, it was like, what are you talking about? The guy's from a completely different country, and so you're just making this... And so they were accusing the Burnett... and Downey clan of trying to do something really radical there by making some kind of statement because they were doing a television show about Jesus. Okay, so the movie Son of God, which we had a chance to interview Mark and Roma about, in this movie they've decided, because of the controversy, to remove the Satan character who to many people resembles Obama in the movie. So they had the movie...
Again?
Well, see, here's the thing. The thing is, in the first element, they aired it, and what really offended or hurt Mark and Rome is that people were talking nothing but about that the guy looked like Obama. She thought they'd be talking about Jesus, and they were talking about the guy looking like Obama. So what her and Mark decided is, in this next movie, we're going to do this movie, it's just referencing the life of Christ. They don't want to have that happen again, so they cut out all the scenes that had to do with Satan. Okay, so they wanted to eliminate that controversy coming up in this film. Okay?
Hopefully it wasn't the same actor, the poor guy.
It was the same actor. It's the same actor. Here's the bottom line. Ready? I'm gonna give you my foremost theological thought. Bad idea. Then I'll tell you why. Now, I like Mark and Roman. I've had them on the show, and I'm not trying to be offensive. I think they know that. I think it's a bad idea because the mainstream media is going to find something else in the movie to crucify them for. It doesn't matter whether it's... And then the other reason that that's a really the worst idea is because you can't separate what Jesus did in his life and in his ministry away from Satan, because one of the reasons that the Bible clearly defines Jesus came to earth was to break the power of him who holds the fear of death over us, and that is Satan. So in other words, one of the missions that Jesus came to do was to break the fear of death. In fact, in Timothy, it talks about Jesus bringing to light life and immortality. Now, here's an important part about that. He brought to light, kind of like the light bulb going off in your house, he brought to light so you could see it and get it, immortality. For years and years and years and thousands of years, man has been going, man, I want to live forever. I just don't know how. That's all the fountain of youth ideas and how do we do it. Well, God put eternity in our hearts. That's what Ecclesiastes chapter 3 teaches us. And that eternity in our hearts is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And the whole part of that is to break the power of the enemy who holds people in fear of death. Because they think death is a cessation. It's the end. I think that reduces the ministry aspect. I think their intent was good. That's fine. We're intending it so the press won't yell at us because they think he looks like Obama. But the press will attack them for something else. Because it doesn't matter. The press doesn't like Jesus. It doesn't matter. They don't like Jesus. They don't have anything to do with Jesus. They don't want you to be a Christian. Listen, the mainstream media, they're not, don't be fooled for one second. They have no desire for gospel truth whatsoever. None. None of those people that are in that. I mean, there's people in media that do, but we're talking about the mainstream media that do nothing but sit there and belittle Christians for believing that God, who created the universe, that the dude can write a book. And that they're all like, oh, flat earthers, that's what you guys are. Of course, they've never read Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22, where it says that God sits on the circle of the earth. See, if you're a Bible believer,
for 2,700 years, you would know we're not flat earthers. It's just stuff like that. It's like they don't even take into account any of that stuff. There was a recent study that came out that said camels, there couldn't have been in the time of Abraham. These archaeologists said that because that wasn't the main type of animal. Absolutely ridiculous. Understanding where Abraham came from, there wasn't that there was a flood of camels, but there was definitively camels in the region. They just weren't the main animal. And it's like, oh, but not everybody had camels. Well, nobody said that. It's just the way they approach it to belittle anything that God teaches or communicates or whatever the case may be. Here's my ultimate response to removing Satan out of the movie Son of God. Bad idea. Because if you want to be Bible true and you want to tell the full story of the full gospel of Jesus Christ, he set us free from the thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's a big part of the ministry of Jesus. Personally, wouldn't do it. But they have to make their decisions on that. I'm just giving you my take on it. Will I see the movie? Sure. Am I going to be disappointed that's not in there? Yes. Okay, you're listening to... Ooh, that was a nice crack in the voice. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we got a DDD that's going to rock your world.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12th, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Aloha, my name is Britt Johnson, and I'm turning the big 5-0 soon. My goal is to be fit enough to surf Hawaii on my next birthday. So I joined SoCal Fit Body Bootcamp to get me unstoppable for the big 5-0. Before I joined Fit Body Bootcamp, I was out of shape and had low energy. Now I feel stronger and younger than ever, and I have tons of energy. You can too with their award-winning fun and motivating bootcamp, taught only by experienced and certified personal trainers. SoCal Fit Body Bootcamp burns massive amounts of fat and gives you lean muscle and a firm body. Burn up to 850 calories per hour. So if your goal is to get fit fast, join me at SoCal Fit Body Bootcamp today. Get a tsunami of savings with their Aloha deal of unlimited classes for only $49 at BlackFridayAnyDay.com. That's BlackFridayAnyDay.com. And get fit fast. Aloha.
The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial is proud to sponsor KPRZ Stewardship Academy and their free, no-obligation workshops held at churches all over San Diego County. Topics include college planning, social security, and retirement strategies.
The college planning workshop includes funding strategies, everybody's favorite, the FAFSA, and how to navigate the college-bound process. This workshop is presented by a former Premier League soccer player.
All right!
No, no, you won't learn how to score goals on the soccer field, but you will learn how to set and accomplish goals for college planning.
These no-obligation workshops are everywhere. Parkway Hills Church in Chula Vista, Redeemer by the Sea in Carlsbad, and at host churches in La Mesa, Claremont Mesa, and Coronado. So now, today, right now, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or visit KPRZ.com to learn more about free KPRZ Stewardship Academy workshops.
Sponsored by the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial.
Nice!
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
That's me singing.
Okay, it's not really singing. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. Somebody wanted to know, Dave, do you have a frog in your throat? Ribbit. Oh, I'm see. Yes, that's what that was. That I was. I'm sorry. Was that the frog coming out? Okay. Got a couple of stories before we get to the DDD, and these stories will maybe affect you deeply. First and foremost, so people can know, the Muslims in the United Kingdom have been warned not, get ready for this, you ready for this? Not to live on Mars. Fatwa reportedly issued a warning to Muslims not to make the hazardous one-way trip to live on Mars because it poses a real risk to living. Such a one-way journey poses a real risk to life and can't be justified according. Wait, hold on. Wait, back up. Work with me here. A one-way trip to Mars could pose a real risk. You think? Wait, you think? Yeah? Going to Mars? Maybe? Maybe there's a risk. You know what? The moon? That's okay. Mars? That's not safe. Moon? That's all right. We've been there. We have a park there. There's two Democrats that wanted to build a park on the moon with a bench. So the moon? That's okay. Mars? Not okay to go. Okay. Good to know. Number two story. Guess what, America? Now this... Terminator Todd, you're not going to be happy about this. Just get ready. You know how you're cheering?
Is it food related?
No. If it was, you'd probably be even sadder. This is even worse. So don't, I know that you're cheery most of the time. You're not going to be that cheery in about a second. America officially is suffering from, ready? A clown shortage. That's very, very good. Here's what it says. Over the past 10 years, there's been a dramatic decrease in membership at the country's biggest clown organization. The World Clown Association, the country's largest organization, the membership has fallen from 3,500 to 2,500 in the past decade. The actual reason is, ready for this, they're dying off. Because there's not new clowns being replenished, and because there's not new clowns being replenished, clowns are now an endangered species. Not as an endangered species as in they're getting federal aid. We're just suffering from a clown shortage. How do you feel about that? Do clowns, you know, let me just, in honor of clowns, let me say this. Did you hear the joke about the two cannibals eating the clown? Have you heard that joke?
I haven't.
Okay. Well, two cannibals are eating a clown, and the one cannibal turns to the other and says, "Does this taste funny to you?" Okay. There you go. Nothing but quality entertainment on this show. Also, I want to make sure everybody understands, a Wisconsin man has been banned from the internet. If you don't think you can be banned from the internet, you're wrong. He tried to play a prank on his neighbor, said very unflattering things in a Craigslist listing where men have been knocking on her door for a year and a half. The judge has banned him from internet access. How about that? You don't think that can happen? You're wrong. So, first of all, keep it clean when you're on the internet. And second of all, don't do stupid things, okay? All right, we're going to close out with this DDD. We've got, 5 minutes left? Yeah, in that range? Okay, this DDD is one that I really want you to think about. It's one of those thought-provoking DDDs, Devotional Diamonds of the Day. Acts chapter 20, verse 22 and 24. Acts chapter 20, verse 22 and 24 for note-takers. Here we go. Get ready. Take a deep breath. Here we go. This is Paul retelling the story of his conversion, and this is what he has to say. And this is actually, it's not, he just finished retelling it and he's telling why he's defending the gospel. This is what he has to say. And now I'm on my way to Jerusalem, bound in my spirit, not knowing what I will encounter there. But I count my life of no value to myself so that I may finish my course and the ministry I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of God's grace. Acts chapter 20, verse 22 and 24. There's the first thing that Paul says. Now I'm on my way to Jerusalem, bound in my spirit, not knowing what I will encounter there. Here's what Paul's saying. You know what? I don't know what's coming. You know what? In this audience, behind this microphone, in that production booth, we don't know what's coming. We don't know what's coming. In regards to the past, we're all geniuses. We look back and we go, oh, this was this, and this is this, and this is this. Blah, 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 blah. But in regards to the future, we're all morons. Because we don't know what's going to happen 50 seconds from now. Now, God does. That's what omniscience is. But we don't. So we're not sure what's coming. And here's what I say to that. We often or always don't really know what's around the corner, but we can know who is around the corner. You might not know what's going to happen tomorrow, but you can bet your entire existence the Lord will be there. You might not know what trial you're going to go through, but you can bet that the grace of God will be available to you. You can be assured that you won't know what's going to happen, but what is going to happen will still be with the Lord. And then Paul said this. He said, so that I might finish my course. Now, we got about 2.5 minutes. I want to make sure I get all of it in. He said that I might finish my course. You know what? You have a course too. You have a course. There's a course that God has for you. There's a map of your life that God has for you. And whatever you want to do, you want to finish. You want to finish strong. There's a great saying for golfers. You drive for show, but you putt for dough. It's not how you start the game. It's how you finish the game. That's what it's all about. And then the last thing he says is this. I want to finish my course and the ministry I received from the Lord Jesus. You and I, we have received ministries from the Lord of which we must give an account. You have a ministry. I have a ministry. We have ministries that the Lord has entrusted to us. Now, your ministry might be just praying for somebody. It might just be giving encouraging words, which might be the very thing that spurs on a person to keep living. But this is what I would say to you. I have a ministry, you have a ministry, we have a ministry, and we received it from the Lord, and we're going to have to answer for it. So in this way, be aware of this. We might not be sure what's coming, but we can know who's there to help us through it. We might not understand the fullness of the course that we're on, but the Lord has written a course for us. He's got a map for us. And there's a ministry that he's created for us, and it's our responsibility to fulfill that ministry and to do all we can to honor that ministry. I can tell you this. If you're sitting there and you're listening to my voice, the expression, "the Lord is done with me," is a lie. The expression, "here I am, Lord, use me," is the right response that you want to operate in. If you have a calling, it is without repentance, and it is sure. So respond to the Lord. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're taking a 22-hour break. We're coming back, and then more insanity with Spoonanity. We'll see you in 22.
Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clown.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.